USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Crews in Southern California are working to restore power to a few thousand customers left in the dark after their encounter with Tropical Storm Hillary. A tropical storm warning is in effect for some 42 million people as El Nino storm continues to bring much-needed water to the drought-stricken area. No deaths have been reported in the southwest, but there is widespread reports of flooding and downed trees. Flood watches are in effect for Southern California into parts of Arizona, Oregon, and Idaho. As of 3 o'clock this morning, just over 17,000 homes in California were without power in the path of Hillary. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are set to visit Hawaii today. The Bidens will meet with first responders and survivors and tour areas impacted by recent wildfires that have killed at least 114 people, with over 1,000 still missing.
I've spoken to Governor Josh Green multiple times and reassured him the state will have everything it needs from the federal government.
Aftershocks continue after a magnitude 5.1 earthquake in Southern California's Ventura County. This unidentified man says it jolted him awake.
I was sleeping and then it woke me up. I was sleeping in bed, shook, and then the whole house shook.
The initial earthquake hit at 2:45 yesterday afternoon and was centered 4 miles southeast of Ojai, California. That's northeast of Santa Barbara. As of 3 a.m., there have been at least 17 aftershocks in all. There are no reports of major damage. California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom, who's already in Southern California monitoring Tropical Storm Hillary, is now planning to visit Ojai.
The original app showed it was a 6.0 on the app, and then it was obviously went down to 5.1. So that's why I think it's important to get up there and to make sure everybody's safe and make sure these aftershocks, which also can shock the conscience, people just feeling that stress and anxiety, make sure people are okay.
USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.
Federal officials say there are many reasons why so many people are unaccounted for following the Lahaina wildfire on the island of Maui.
The FBI, Department of Defense, and Department of Health and Human Services have been brought into Maui to help account for the missing.
Our teams are continuing to go through the day to go through every part of that and help identify anybody that might still be missing. And we brought in additional teams.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell told CNN State of the Union that people who are still missing could be in shelters or elsewhere.
They could be that they are staying with family and friends and we haven't been able to contact them yet. There's a lot of different reasons on why people are unaccounted for.
She said more than three quarters of the search area has been completed and that crews are going through every inch of the burned areas. I'm Jeremy Scott.
One Republican senator believes presidential candidate Donald Trump should drop out of the 2024 presidential race.
Speaking on CNN State of the Union, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana said Americans won't vote for a candidate who's been convicted.
We may have a candidate for president who has been convicted of a crime. I think Joe Biden needs to be replaced, but I don't think Americans will vote for someone who's been convicted.
Cassidy acknowledged that he isn't an attorney and couldn't speak on all of the charges against Trump. He did, however, call the charges related to mishandling classified documents a slam dunk. I'm Trey Thomas.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.